Poppin'. We back. Don't Believe the Hype podcast. Yes, sir.
We're here.
We're actually... Sorry. Go ahead.
Nah, I don't know. What are you going to say?
I was going to say we're actually growing low-key.
We got a few followers.
Shout out to Anchor. We're able to put sponsors in our audio podcast, the audio podcast version. So on Apple and Spotify.
Do they just choose whoever it is?
Yeah, we're still waiting on the email to see which sponsor. They said they choose which is best for the podcast. So we're still waiting so we can create our own little ad. But yeah, man, we're eligible for sponsors on anchor.com or anchor.fm.
So we have to create the ad?
Yeah, we have to record it. Really? How cool is that? Yeah, super cool.
Wow. So
can't wait for that. Shout out to Anchor, man. Helping creators get some bread with it. You know what I mean?
That's great.
Yeah, so.
I thought you were talking about the few more followers we got on Instagram. I think we got like...
Well, yeah, we got some followers on Instagram and we actually got some listeners. I don't know who's listening to the podcast, but shout out to you guys, man. Woo-hoo! Like literally, we really appreciate it because, you know, we don't know who they are. And I'm sure it's not everybody
you,
that
like,
we
the
know.
Area.
Yeah, so shout out to Virginia. Somebody in Virginia is rocking with
us. You
don't
know nobody over there?
I know somebody in Virginia, but I don't know if he's listening. Like, I played football with a kid in Virginia.
You don't know what he's doing?
I mean, but it's more than one person in Virginia, though, I feel. I don't know.
It probably was because of the promo.
Oh, well, hopefully. So, listen, it don't matter. It don't matter what. Shout out to y'all. But let's get into today, man. Let's get into it.
This week, we did have quite a few people, not a few people, a few things
few
to
topics,
talk about.
Yes.
I guess maybe because we waited a whole week, sometimes it's like mad things to talk about, and sometimes it's like, damn,
sometimes
like,
it's dry,
happened.
But it's a good amount
there
of stuff this week.
There was a lot going on
this week.
So, I mean, the first thing, when I saw this video, I like just immediately sent it to Jeremy and was like, he's bugging because... Kodak Black. Kodak Black. First of all, I'm not even going to say that. Kodak Black, right? Was at some type of event. A party.
Like, yeah, some type
birthday
of event.
Party,
somebody,
some type of
yeah,
thing,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was dancing with his mother.
No problem dancing with your mom.
Right.
There's no problem.
Sons and mothers.
She birthed
dance
you, yeah.
All
you
the
know
time,
what I'm saying?
You know?
They do it at the wedding. It's like a ceremonial thing. Like, but yeah, you could dance with your mom, but.
Yeah, but like as the video progressed, your boy Kodak Black proceeded to squeeze his mother's booty cheek. And then at the end of the video, tries to mouth kiss her on camera. Can we just sit with that for a second?
I don't think we should sit with that. We gotta attack that.
No,
what's going on? What is that about, dude? Like, he thought his mom was an IG model or something? Like, what's going on, fam? That's actually disturbing.
There's nothing in my brain that could make sense of that situation.
No.
Like, not even, like, an ounce.
Not
like,
at
well,
an
maybe...
adult age. Maybe it was, like, a little kid. You know, little kids do stupid stuff. They see what their pops might do to their mother. Like, you know? That would make more sense. But a grown man acting the way he was acting towards his mother is actually very disturbing.
I feel like even if you're, like, drunk, that would never happen.
Right. But even if you're drunk, what are you thinking about? Like... Is that what you really, you know? Because you know, people tell the truth when they're drunk. And what were you on, dog? What was he on? He must have been on some drugs or something. I don't know. Why was he grabbing his mom's behind? He was groping it like, fam.
Like a squeeze in.
Why
there.
Would you be doing that to your mother? And the fact that you're comfortable enough to do that
and
in
have it,
public.
Yeah, recorded.
Not... A care in the world. Yo, son is wild for that.
But then
facts.
What's also crazy is that, like, in the comments, people were like, this is how Haitian moms are with their kids. And I was just like...
I know wild Haitian moms. I never seen that before. No. Well, is it? Nah.
I don't know.
Hell nah. Haitians ain't going for that. I really would hope not. I don't think so, though.
I feel like that's crazy to just generalize to
Haitian. Word. It'd be like, yeah, like no. No. It's probably some Haitian parents like, what the? Right. Who like, said that?
Yeah. It was in the comments. Wow. People were like, oh, Jack, this is someone's mother. Like, yeah, this is someone's mother which exactly. Is why you should not be doing that.
Like, what's up with son? He's wilding for that. I don't condone that type of behavior. I don't know Haitians to do that. And I know wild Haitians. Like, that's ridiculous. Anyway.
Very, very concerning. Kodak, man,
I don't know what they did to you in jail, boy, but tone it down. Tone it down on your mom, Dukes, bro.
Very concerning. Anywho, speaking of concerning,
right?
There's other things that people were concerned about on social media.
What?
One being Meek Mill's bus art.
Yeah. Especially this white guy, he did a video about it. He was very upset.
Oh, really? I didn't see it.
Yeah, very, very upset.
Well, apparently, it was from an art piece.
He had it made, apparently. He got an artist to make that for him.
Oh, from what I thought he said. An art piece.
No, he got somebody made that specifically for his album cover.
Okay, and then he just plastered it all over his tour bus.
Yeah, what do you think about the album cover by itself? Like, what do you...
Obviously, some of it is inappropriate. Like, there's the one picture with the person bent over, and right. It's just like... I didn't see the... Actually, let me just start by saying I didn't see the unfiltered one.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw the ones that were, like, blocked out on, the Shade Room. So I haven't seen the official thing.
Well, you can imagine.
But I, like, obviously I can imagine.
Yeah.
I feel like there's ones with just, like, boobs or, like, butt, like, a side butt. Like, nothing about that is, like, outlandish or strange. Stranger than what we've already seen, like, on the internet.
Right.
In terms of, like, art. Like, but, right. Like,
I mean, you could, you turn on TV and people are half naked now.
Yeah. Or even, like, if you really, like, want to be, like, technical, there's been art with, like, people's whole bodies, like, exposed, like, right. In different cultures.
Right.
And that kind of stuff.
There's
so, like,
freaking, not to cut you off, there's classes. Not classes, but there's...
Nude painting.
Yeah, like, where there's an actual nude model. Yeah. So, I mean...
And all these, like, Greek or, like, Roman sculpture.
Statues.
Yeah.
Weird
like,
as hell.
Are, like, naked, right?
Yeah.
So, I feel like in terms of, like, it being so, like, this is unacceptable. Right. It's like...
It's not OD.
It's nothing that we haven't seen before or like, wouldn't expect from, like, rappers, I don't feel like. So I don't get, like, why people would make it, like, such a big deal. And then to, like, even push it and be like, oh, it's clear that you don't care about, like, the, like, the woman. Kid,
yeah,
and, like,
yeah. I mean, if you listen to rap music, hip-hop music in general...
It's
like,
that.
It's a lot of misogyny and, like...
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. They're talking about strippers, which I think he was trying to... Or the artist was trying to depict in
the piece. I feel like the one with the bent over might be pushing it.
Yeah, that one is definitely... Yeah. Like, you didn't have to do that one. Or if you're going to do something like that...
Censor it.
Like, yeah, censor it. Put, like, a block. So, you know what I mean?
Well, or put her on panties or something.
Yeah, like, yeah. That one was a little over the top. I mean, the breasts, whatever, like, you watch these shows, like, breasts are exposed these days.
On every show.
You go on Netflix, it's getting crazy. So, I mean, I can understand a father being concerned with kids seeing that, but if you're going to be, you know, if you're going to be on that type of time, like, be on that, I don't know if he's on that type of time with everything, but you should be on that. You know, be on that strict, oh, I don't want my kids to see this, da 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 da. Are you letting your kids...
Who, the white man?
Yeah, like, are you letting your kids sing the songs? You know what I'm saying? That he probably don't even know what he's singing. You letting him sing that? Probably.
But did you see the interview that Meek Mill did when he was like, this white man
Yeah, I saw a clip. I mean, I think it's two different things that you can't really... You can't really compare, because I think the white guy was talking, it's offensive... You know, I guess he was aiming it to more and more of the kids, but you can't compare the white guy. Oh, don't expect these white people to be... You can't expect them to be supportive of what we're doing all the time. You know, of course, they're going to criticize. So, but I understand what he's saying. Well, he's complaining about this, but is he having our back? No, of course not. He's not going to have. So that was a bad argument Meek Mill made, I believe. You should have just, like, kept quiet about it. Say, I don't give a F what this guy is talking about. Who is he? I think he should have kept that energy instead of trying to like make it seem like, oh, well, he's not supporting it. Where was he with the George Floyd? Like, you don't expect them to be fighting for no judge. It didn't affect them. You know what I mean? Right. So, aside from the one bending over and you can see the nastiness from the back, you know what I mean? I don't think it was OD crazy. I didn't really even listen to the album. I saw the cover. I'm not really interested in his music anymore like that. I like
really?
It.
Really? You no. loved Meek Mill.
I do. I think he's very talented, but the music, I'm just, like I said, I keep saying, like, I'm not into that shoot 'em up, bang, bang, gang, gang no more, you know? Like, bro, evolve.
You're an evolving man.
Yeah, and I feel like Meek, he has some great songs where it's like he shows some evolution to his style and everything, but, you know, I heard a couple songs, like, I didn't listen to it fully, and it just didn't hit for me, so I was like, let me go back to the Drake and Kanye shit, yeah.
Random, but talk about this hat you wearing.
Shout out to Bed-Stuy Wash and Dry. It's my family right here, the Holidays. Shout out the Holidays. They have I know they have at least two Bed-Stuy wash and dry laundromats, one in East New York, one in Bed-Stuy, of course. So shout out the Holidays, you know what I'm saying? Get them like that little promo. They like my brothers, man, seriously. Yeah, next door neighbors, yeah, man. Great family.
Nice. But the Meek Mill thing, nothing different than what we see every day in
these
music videos, on the TV, in the songs and the lyrics. Mm-hmm, that wouldn't been something that would not have been something that I would have watched and been like, yo, like, what's really going on here? It's like the usual.
Yeah.
Something that we are like, yo, what's really going on here though? Khloé Bailey. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What's going on?
What do you think? Do you listen to her music? Are you familiar with the music?
I listened to the music that she made with her sister because they were a duo.
Okay.
And just recently, like this year, it seems like they started to like do their own things. Because the other sister was the real life version of the Little Mermaid.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah.
So she went
to
like England or UK or whatever to film. Mm. And then like in that time that she was away, Khloé was like, yo, like I'm about to pop out or like
turn
do
up
whatever.
Time.
And like their music is good. They're both like really good singers, like really good. They have the song with like Joey Badass, I think.
Oh, cool.
And they have,
I was
like,
just listening to them too.
They were like in the Beyonce videos, the like Lemonade.
Okay.
A couple of those videos, I think, or maybe just one. I don't know, man. I feel like nobody's gonna deny that she has a great buddy, like. That's fine. Like, you have the buddy, cool. You want to show it, okay. Oh, yeah. But just, like, I feel like she's just doing too much. Like, her new song, not really feeling it. And, like, the whole, like, you know the dance where the girls go like this? And then they have, like, their butt up. And then they, like, bang their butt on the floor. They're, like...
They bang their butt on the floor?
Yeah, like, they're like a womb.
Where
right?
are they? Oh, they're on the floor.
Yeah, and then go like this.
Okay.
And their butt is up, then they go down. You. Why are we doing this? It's just like too much for me. I feel like.
Do you think she's over sexualizing herself?
Yes.
Do you think it's by choice, or do you think somebody's maybe instructing her to do this?
I didn't think about it. I feel like that's just what I think maybe when she first like started to like really like. Get her buddy like right where she wanted it to be and like realize like yo like people like rock with
yeah,
this
she
heavy.
Probably put one picture
yeah,
out
yeah and it was like
test,
yo because like, there was like back to back to back of her just like going in with the pics and like the outfits
okay.
the videos and the dancing and stuff and so I guess it just got to her head and now she's like yo but then also can you blame her?
I mean no I won't blame her, but what I do, I'll say the same thing I said for Coi Leray. Don't let that shadow the music. Like, okay, you look good and everything. You getting all this attention. I feel like we're low-key being force-fed, Chloe. This is what the industry does, though. They call them industry plants. So what they'll do is they'll pick an artist, and they'll just push them. We never heard of them before like that, even though these girls are signed to Beyonce. But, like, we still don't know them like that. You know, they don't have no big records where it's like, yo, that's that. Well maybe they do.
They do have the one.
They have one?
The yeah. Do It?
Don't know it.
But you know it.
Maybe if I heard it, but I wouldn't be able to, like, yeah, I can't sing you any lyrics from it. But what the industry does, they pick certain people and they push them. I feel like she's getting pushed. Like, seriously, not to say she's not talented. I don't really listen to her. But what I'm saying is it seems like the over-sexualism is being, like, it's overshadowing the music. Like, where's the music? And a lot of the
time, the one solo song that she just put out, apparently, I think she has like some type of like EP or something.
But is the music reflecting her image though? Like, how, like, what are they talking about? Yeah. Love and stuff like that?
Nah, the song that she put out is like Booty So Big, Had Him.
Really?
Like, Lord Have Mercy. But the song is Have Mercy.
Oh, well, I mean, we got enough booty songs, but I mean, shout out to Shorty. Like, you getting your money, do your thing. My suggestion. I don't, like, if I was on the team, yeah, you could show them a little bit, give them a little taste. But don't, you know, turn it into, that's why we know you. You
right.
Know
what I'm saying?
That's my thing. Like, I ain't saying don't show nothing.
And that's how it is now. Yeah. I feel like, you know, Chloe?
Yeah, like, show your body.
One with the dreads always has her ass out.
Exactly, like, exactly. Don't, like, nobody's not saying, yeah, you work hard for your body. Obviously, it's God-given, too, you know, genetics and all that. But, you know, show your stuff, but make sure we know you for your what you got into it for.
Right.
You know, she's an actor too, right? So yeah. Actress. So shout out to Shorty, but I don't support these joints like that. Like, you got to show me that you're actually talented. We got to stop putting these people on the forefront. Like, it's just annoying.
She's a good man right here.
You know, let's get good music. My thing is, I really love music, and we're not getting it like that. And they're pushing these people in front of us. That's why nobody listens to, like, hardly anybody listens to the radio anymore, because they play the same 10 songs in rotation. It's payola, obviously.
And
horrible.
The people that we hearing is, like, people that are just blowing up off of these, like, one. What is that? The Life of a Gallus song?
Gallus.
Right?
Yeah. And shout out to him. We're not saying that he's not talented, right?
Right. But they're going to blast that song in our faces. Right. And then, like,
where is he going to be a year or two from now?
Like, they did that with mad songs. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, random ones that we just, like, heard. And now it's just, like,
Designer Panda. Have you heard another designer song? But what happens is, the industry, they see these people that have a song. They'll sign a deal, blow it up. And the artist will make some decent money from it, but there's no development of the artist. So, like, they'll give him the money, tell him, oh, try to go make some more music. Never comes back with that hit song. It's very difficult, especially with that song in particular. Like I had told you off camera, that song is sampled by one of the biggest hip hop songs ever, Back That Ass Up by, what was it, Juvenile? I think it was Juvenile that sang that.
Wait, Gallus?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Doom. Mm-hmm. So we already are familiar with the beat. So that's, yeah, whoever.
That's giving him some.
That's
type
giving him
of
some
help
boost.
Already,
yeah. Like, even though the producer, he put the little hip hop, you know, another, like,
that's
New
true.
York hip hop beat to it. We already know that song. So they're pushing these people. The song is cool. I like the song. But the artist is kind of messed up. But whatever, man. Chloe, calm down, Shorty. Like,
she's never gonna calm down because people, like, want to see that. They want to see.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but hey, when they don't buy that music, we know why, though. You know what I'm saying? Tough luck.
Anywho, moving right along, we have a. What is it, man? Question, topic of the day?
Yeah, we always do this. Damn, that was fast. Question of the day. Yeah, question of the day, man. Let's get it.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we were speaking kind of fast.
We were. Why?
I don't know. I guess we were just passionate about the topics this week. There was also, like, other things that we wanted to talk about. Go ahead.
I'm happy Dave Chappelle. I'm happy Netflix stood their ground and didn't take the Dave. I haven't even seen the special because I'm like, I'll watch it whenever. Like, I'm not like fiending to see it, but I'm just happy that they stepped up for Dave, because I don't feel in this instance. I know Brittany has some, you know, opinions about some of his other stand up jokes, which are kind of like a little crazy, a little cringy too. But for this one in particular, I feel like he didn't say anything crazy. He just...
To be canceled, yeah.
Yeah, no. He just, you know, told people, like, this is what America is, where a black man could kill a black man and nobody says nothing. Like, yeah, let him walk. Let him know. As soon as he says something, which DaBaby, I'm not going to say he, you know, it kind of was ignorant a little bit, you know, if he was insinuating what, you know what he said. But for me, you know, growing up in New York with all this culture... And going to a parties, and we hear DJs say that literally all the time. Like, yo, if you don't got an STD, raise your hand. If you got $100 in your pocket, you know, they say things like that all the time. So what he said didn't really, like, alarm me, but I could see how it could be offensive. But to be the way they was treating DaBaby, and they was ODing, and the fact that they have the power to do it, it's almost, they're just bullying people.
But
now,
he also wasn't like officially canceled.
He wasn't like, officially canceled, but what they did was
they like removed him.
They removed him from festivals, hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe even millions, $1 million that he didn't, you know, get to see because of that, because they wanted to bully him. Instead of saying, yo, we don't really like that, and maybe had even a dialogue with him or who, you know, with whoever. They just want to be like, oh, well, take him off. Like, that's so ridiculous. But the crazy thing with Dave Chappelle is Dave Chappelle walked away from $50 million. You can't cancel a man like that because he don't give a F. He really don't.
When did he do that?
He was, I think his real claim to fame that everybody loved him for was the Chappelle Show. And, you know, he wrote all the sketches, and it came to a point where I think something happened where they wanted to change something about the show, or he didn't have as much control, and he could have got the $50 million, but he walked away from that, went to Africa. That was like a big thing. So when he came back to with those stand-ups, that was like his first stand-ups in years. So that's why it was so big, and Netflix paid him so much money.
What was he doing in Africa?
Living life, just what we do here. Africa's beautiful. Like, get out of here. Like, you know, these people think they could just run me. Get out of here.
Right.
So a person like that, you cannot cancel because he doesn't care. And I'm glad Netflix took a stance like, no, we just gave this man all this money. I think we're going to take his. Are you nuts?
Well, he also didn't do anything to be canceled.
Yeah, he didn't do nothing crazy.
And saying, this is what y'all do.
Yeah, like, this is, he just pointed out what America is like right now.
Right.
So, yeah, that was that. You can't cancel a man that don't care. He's already rich. Try it again, shorty.
Right.
Or whoever tried. I don't know.
Yeah.
Community.
Right. Anywho, question of the day, or topic of the day. Tamar Braxton, the one that was on The Real and got booted.
She did? Why?
Yeah. I don't know. It was some drama. I don't know. I don't know the official reason. Tweeted, is there something wrong with me not wanting to go half with a dude? I don't mind paying for both of us sometimes, but I'm not going half none of the time. It's a total turnoff for me. Do y'all guys think going half is sexy? Maybe I'm old school, but that ain't it. What y'all think? Somebody said, what is going half on a baby considered?
What do you think about that? Let's get the woman's perspective first.
I think that's unacceptable.
You think it's unacceptable what she said?
Yeah. I mean, for me personally, I like when I'm like taken out and like treated.
Yeah.
But like for me to just expect you to pay for every single date is like kind of selfish.
Well, I think to be fair to her, I think she was talking about just living in general, like she not paying mortgage, she not paying lights.
That's even worse.
She said she, I think she said worse. She would pay a cable bill or something like that.
Nah.
Oh, that was another
she
comment.
Said, I don't mind paying for both of us sometimes, but I'm not going half none of the time. I think she's talking about dinner.
Okay. Oh, okay.
It can't be everything, because then that would be unacceptable.
I thought she was saying, like, as far as living expenses. Okay. I don't. So you disagree with her?
Yeah. Why is going half so terrible? She said, I'm going half none of the time. she will either pay all
or she's getting bit.
Well, then it then it has to be like half half.
No, it won't be half half. Like she'll pay when she feel like it.
Mm-hmm. Which is why I disagree with her.
Right. If okay, so let's keep it as if she's talking about dates. That may okay. That okay. Well, that changed my answer. I thought she was talking about living.
Living is that's unacceptable.
Well, you know, she's older. She's old.
She said, "I'm old school."
Yeah, she's old school. Yes, and she married.
I think so.
I think we should find out. Like, is Tamar married? Because this this will add a little more context.
You know what's funny? I knew you were gonna ask.
No, we have. No, we have to.
No,
because like,
that's like
we have to.
Basis of
no,
like,
no, no. It, well,
if people are allowed to talk or not.
Well, everybody's allowed to talk, obviously, which is crazy. Look at, I mean, you know, we talking so whatever.
Yeah, she's married, Vincent. You remember him?
I don't know.
Oh, no,
no,
they got
Vincent.
They got. She was married twice.
Hmm. So,
2001,
I mean,
2003, then 2008 to 2019.
All right. So, okay.
Look at the guy.
Anyway, so what do you think about what do you think about a woman that's been divorced twice? I said twice. Twice.
I already told you what I think.
No, but I want to see like would you take advice from a woman that's been divorced twice about and telling you about this? It's not even like real relationship stuff. This is just like little petty stuff, I feel like. What do you think about that? Is she qualified to say something like that?
I know you.
Look,
so
did you
see well.
You just seen Shorty Man too? So add that into it.
I know this guy so well. I knew that you were going to like figure out if she had a husband or a boyfriend or not, because it was gonna add a different layer.
I feel like it should add a layer.
But I already disagree with her. So
okay,
all right.
Well,
like,
it don't matter. All right, yeah. It's just very. I don't like necessarily disagree with her, but it just sounds like real. I'm queen. I'm the queen. So I ain't doing nothing unless I feel like it. That's what I got from that, you know? And, you know, I don't mind paying. It doesn't matter. Like, I feel like a man should pay. It's nice when we get treated. Of course, feels very nice because we're always extending our hand. We're taking care of the bill and everything when we go out. It's nice to get treated. But that attitude of, oh, well, if I got to pay half, I might as well go out with my girlfriend, like shit, like that's what it sounded like, you know. Those type of women, stay away from men. Don't believe the hype. Don't worry about what she talking about. Listen, I remember Charles told me this. My next door neighbor, he owns the house next door, and he told me, look at what you know. Watch women. Like if you take a woman, say you start dating a woman. And after that third date, if she don't reach for her pocket and be like, no, don't worry, but I got it, babe. Even if you don't make her pay, if she's not even willing to pay for you after like y'all had a nice, because if you reach three dates, that means y'all kind of vibing, right? If she don't even suggest that, she's like, no, I could watch women like that. And that's that type of woman. She's divorced twice. I'm not saying that's the reason, but just watch. Also, for it's a big turnoff for women with men not paying the bill, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think you go on a date and like the guy doesn't want to pay.
Yeah.
It's just like
that's understandable in my opinion that it would be a turnoff, because if somebody asks you to go out, I feel like if I ask a girl to go out, I feel like a man should pay. That's just how I feel.
Would you pay all the time?
Most of the time, I pay.
I know, but, like, what if, like...
Oh, I have that three rule. I would look at you a little funny, like, why wouldn't she even dig in her wallet to even leave a tip or something like that.
So
I just need to see a gesture.
Oh, so if I didn't, like...
Right, I would be very, like,
Really?
Yeah.
What if I was just raised like that?
Well, we'll see where that gets you. You become a grandma, like Tamar. Not married and divorced twice, you know? Because imagine if she thinks like that with that, imagine her other thoughts on more complex situations. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure that could raise conflict in the household. But shout out to Tamar, you know? If she happy, whatever.
So, tell us your thoughts.
Ask them the question so they can make it, so they can be clear.
Okay. The question is, do you guys think going half is sexy? Maybe I'm old school, but that ain't it. What do y'all think?
First off, like, the fact that she used the word sexy, like, are you trying to be funny here? Or are you asking a serious question?
Trying to be cool?
Like, you're trying to be cute with it? Like, do y'all find that sexy? Like, nobody, no. Shut up with that. Like, she's a clown. Anyway, thanks for joining. Don't Believe the Hype podcast. Don't forget to follow the IG, dbth.podcast.
Yes.
And the YouTube, Don't Believe the Hype podcast.
Yes.
We got episodes for you guys to watch. If you don't want to watch, you can listen while you're on your way to work or while you're getting ready for work in the house.
It's a good way to spend a
commute. No, seriously. Because it makes the time go by. The next thing you know, you're like, oh, wow, I'm at work.
Yeah.
Especially if you were having a conversation, if we're talking about a topic that is interesting to you, trust me, it'll help your morning, you know?
You might not. We've been saying funny stuff.
Yeah,
you
know, funny stuff. Slightly controversial once in a while.
This guy.
We have to be. We got to keep it a buck out here. But yeah, man, thanks for tuning in. I'm your boy, J. Rem.
It's your girl, B.
Peace.
Bye.